You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
On a football Thursday, a very busy one, and we are happy to bring in with us right now from ESPN a great friend, and I know he's jamming this in among a lot of other things that he's doing today, so we'll keep this quick. Adam Schefter with us. Adam, thank you.
Hey, Vic, how you doing?
All right. Your reaction to this trade?
Well, it was stunning. I got a text during dinner that Trent Richardson was being traded to the Colts, and literally I didn't believe it. I thought it was an April Fool's joke, and literally I had to call a couple of people to make sure, is this real? Is this happening? And, in fact, it did. You don't see a former third overall pick, 18 games of his NFL career, dealt very often. Last time we saw it was John Matuszak. It happened yesterday, and I think it was stunning to everybody around the NFL.
Adam, Nathan Zagura here. Thanks for joining us. When you look at this trade and try to evaluate it from kind of a national perspective, because obviously there's a lot of emotions around this trade here in Cleveland, how do you see this from the Browns' perspective?
Well, listen, clearly Cleveland is trying to build for the future, and nobody is going to have more draft flexibility than the Browns in April. They're going to have double ones, double threes, double fours. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to be in a position to take the top quarterback in the draft, but they're going to be in a position to do a lot of damage and get a lot of players that they want and to maneuver around to make things happen.
And lastly, Adam, as far as the Colts end of this thing, giving up a first rounder for a running back in a pass driven league, did that surprise you?
Well, I think that's where the Browns deserve praise here. I know that we're going to debate this, you know, from here on in and see how it works out over time. But the fact of the matter is, in a league that basically has devalued running backs, where we didn't see any running backs really cash in during free agency, other than maybe Reggie Bush, where we didn't see any running backs taken in the first round, but we saw five running backs taken in the second round, at a time when the value of running backs has gone down, Cleveland got back a first-round draft pick for a player who had two knee surgeries before he played his first NFL down. I think that's really an accomplishment. Now, we'll see what the Browns do with the picks. That will determine whether or not the trade is successful. But they traded a running back who was averaging 3.5 yards per carry, who had some health questions, for a first-round pick. So, again, I like the trade for the Colts. I like it for the Browns. Let's see what both sides do with it.
Adam, I know you got to get back on the air with ESPN. Thank you for checking in
with
us, brother.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Adam.
Adam Schefter from ESPN, longtime buddy, and he said he would make a little time to weigh in on this, and he did just that. And when we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, this Football Thursday edition, you will hear the CEO. You will hear from him, the CEO of the Browns, Joe Banner. That's coming up next on ESPN 850 WKNR. Stay tuned.